I am Coach Craig Campos, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up. Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break the sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume, that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voice of tomorrow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the year of the Mamba, and KT and I, we are gearing up for the summertime. We are going all across this country, tournament to tournament, and we're finding some of the most influential, most impactful, respected, and growth, just amazing human beings who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to Tennessee. That's right, Tennessee. We got one of the livest coaches in the building, ladies and gentlemen. He took a program from scratch, and he has grown it into one of the most prominent AAU programs in the country. Coming, representing Dayton, Ohio. Let's make some noise for the director and coach of East Tennessee, Al Thunder, Coach Craig Campos. Coach Campos, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you? I like that intro.
Hey, I love that program, though, Coach. It don't get no better than ETA. You know what I'm saying? Estimated time of arrival, baby. What's the ETA? We in the building. Hey, well, check this out. Tennessee, Ohio, all of our new fans and family out there, welcome to the program. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk Experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, the B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. I'm gonna put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the choir storm. Shh. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. How you living today, brother?
Feeling good, B. Jones, man. Once again, we're rocking with the dope individual. Let's turn up, man. Let's go.
Let's turn up. And by turning up, he means let's get this party started with the moment of truth. That's right. 2024, we open up every show with an icebreaker game to get to know our guest a little bit better and to see how well the Sports Life Talk fellas have done our research. So the rules are very simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is our version of two truths and a lie. Coach Campos is about to give us three facts about himself, but here's the deal. One of those facts is a non-truth. Kevin and I will have exactly 60 seconds to deliberate, work together as a team, and to figure out which one of these facts are not truthful. All right, Coach Campos, give us the three facts.
In high school, my senior year, I led the whole area, or actually second in state in scoring, averaging about 28 points a game, and yet my career high is 35.
Okay.
I coached an upward for 2 years. And then I've never been kicked out of a basketball game.
Well, Coach, you from Dayton, Ohio. I know you've been kicked out of a basketball game, Dad, a few times. You had to, Coach. You come from the school of hard knocks. You come from the real, the blacktop. KT, what you thinking, though? Upward, I believe he scored 28 in the game. I think he averaged a 35 or he scored 35, averaged 28. I think that's real. Very specific.
Yeah, with those numbers, B. Jones, it's always a little tricky, though.
They try to trick us with the numbers, don't they? What about the Upward? I've never heard of that program, and he's been coaching for 15 years in the game. You know what? Maybe Upward is not the truth. Which one you want to go with, Kevin? I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna say number two is the lie. Which one are you gonna say?
I'm gonna roll with you, B. Jones. Let's go with that one.
All right, coach, we're going to say number one and number three are the truth. You've never been kicked out of a game because you made that one too easy for me. And then we're going to say that you did score the 28 and average 35 and scored 35, average of 28. And then we're going to say the lie is you coached Upwood for 2 years.
All right. I have been kicked out of a game. Not proud of it.
Oh!
Okay. No, I have been. And I coached it Upward. So I did do that, and I did average 28 points, but I scored more than 35 a few times. So the first one's really a lie.
It's always it's the numbers, B. Jones.
It's always the numbers, KT. Well, we're going to call that one a draw there because he's never been kicked. I thought that he didn't coach it Upward. So technically, we lost that one, KT.
Yeah, I actually started it Upward, which is the crazy thing is, too, if you knew me coaching it Upwards, like I said, Hey, it was a whole different experience doing that.
All right, well, we're going to have to learn. We're going to tap into that here in just a second. But, Coach, you know what it's like when you get in the car. You're about to go on a long journey, right? You're excited. You're ready to go. You got the temperature set. You got the radio set. But you know what you got to do, Coach. You got to take that right hand. Let's go, Sports Life Talk Nation. Lift it up. Reach over your left shoulder. Grab that seatbelt and buckle up. Click, clack. It is time to go to work. Coach, we're about to have some fun. This is going to be a crazy ride. But we need everybody out there who underneath the sound of my voice to do something amazing. We need you to become the MVPs and to help us take this beautiful game of women's basketball to a whole nother level. And this platform is just one little inkling that we can do incrementally to grow the game. So this is what I need you to do. We call it the SLT Trinity. On the count of three, I'm going to make a lot of noise, do a lot of hooting and hollering, and I need you to, one, smash that subscribe button and become a part of our family. KT and I, we're going to be the hardest working podcast in the game. We guarantee that. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk will allow you to hit it. So this show just bubbles all the way up to the top of the algorithm. And number three, last but not least, sharing is caring. If you're on a bus ride, if you're watching this on YouTube, send that link to all of your people. Let them know what's cracking. And you're about to be put on some game about East Tennessee air today. And I guarantee you they don't want to miss it. Coach, is East Tennessee Thunder? Is Thunder Nation gonna hold us down? Are they watching this and gonna rock the Sports Life Talk Nation?
Hey, I'm gonna make sure that they know about it. So you know, listen, the way I promote on Twitter and the way I do that, you know, I'm gonna push this out there a lot.
Coach, I like you already. Let's go to work on the count of three. Let's do it like we true to it. One, two, three. Boo! Let's go! That's my favorite part of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because we just got a whole bunch of new family members. That's right. If you did any of those three things, KT and I, we consider you family because around here, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family at Sports Life Talk. Coach Campos, what's your favorite emoji you're using right now when you text all your players and all your assistant coaches? What's your favorite emoji that you're using?
Probably the sideways laugh. You know,
all right.
People crack me up, man.
Well, you heard the man.
Yeah.
Throw the sideways laughing emoji in the chat right now if you did any of those three things so Kevin and I can reach out to you. And all we want to do is say two small words. What is that, KT? Thank you. That's right. We want to thank you so much for being a part of this program. All right, Coach Campos, it's that time. I need everybody to throw your double C's in the air. We're about to get to know this man better on a whole nother level. Let's go, Coach Campos. Are you ready for the Sports Night Talk initiation?
Okay.
All right, Coach, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Okay. Number one, bar none, Prince. You know, greatest album of all time, Purple Rain. So can't beat that. Second will shock you a little bit. That's old school, New Edition. Yep, New Edition. Yep.
We gotta start calling Coach Craig White Chocolate Campos, man. Come on, Coach. Keep giving it to him.
You know, the Zap Band used to record right down the street from me.
That's right. Zap Band is from Ohio.
Yep, from down there. Three, let's go. You know what? You're going to laugh at this one too, but LL. Cool J.
Cool J.
Old school. Yep. Four, I will go probably a little bit more mainstream. Creed, I do like them a lot.
Okay, okay.
Yep. And then I'm going to throw another one out there that's going to throw like a wrench into some people because I kind of like this type of music, but Enigma is number five.
I haven't heard of Enigma.
Yeah, look them up. They're kind of like a techno, kind of a musical type, you know, EPMD or PMD, whatever it's like that.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like the techno, like the...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, coach.
I know what you're talking about. Kevin, this is going to be a tough one because he took us from New Edition to Saturday Night at the Roxbury, man. We everywhere on this list. What you going to give him, KT?
This isn't a tough one at all, B. Jones. He said New Edition. He said New Edition. Prince and LL Cool J.
Well, yeah, he won you over, man.
So, coach, what we like to do, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is five. But I've been going way over there, and I'm going to continue to do that right now, B. Jones, because I didn't see that top five.
Me neither.
Let's give him 20 for that top five.
Ooh, no. That might be one of the highest ones of the year so far.
And Creed, don't they sing that Arms Wide Open? Isn't that Creed? That's Creed, right?
No, I don't think so. No, that's Journey, I think.
No, they got a song called With Arms Wide Open.
Sing it for us.
With Arms Wide Open. Yeah, I think that's Creed.
I know what you're talking about. That's Creed.
It might be. You know what? Yeah, that's Creed. But if that's their top song, it's not one of, like, I like their my Sacrifice, stuff like that. So you might be right on that. I won't argue that one. But listen, they're also.
You can argue me how you want to, because you wouldn't matter. I just like singing that one part for Creed. That's why I wanted to do this.
That's literally the only part he probably knows.
That's okay.
But no, Can You Take Me Higher? Don't they got a song? Like, I know a little bit about Creed, I think.
Yeah, I know that song, KT.
I know that song.
Can you take me higher?
Yeah, I know that song.
Okay. You are correct. Yes.
Yeah, I want to
better. Hey, because you guys did a duo there, though, I got more of that. I got more of that song. It made more sense.
Coach, it was supposed to be my solo. He just jumped in. That was my solo. I didn't need him on that one.
Yeah, right, so, okay. I got you.
Who is your favorite superhero and why?
You know, that's going to be an easy one, too. Spider-Man. Grew up with Spider-Man when I was young. I look at it this way because he seemed the most real, if that makes sense. I know he got bit by a spider and stuff like that, but, you know, he worried about his grandma, you know, and what changed him is, his uncle dying. And he did things responsible, you know, and it's kind of, I ain't gonna lie, if I had to put it together, it's kind of like a coach. You know, you're like a superhero to these kids and you got to look out for them, you know, when you coach and you bring a family and a kid to your organization, you got to take care of them. And I feel that that's a higher responsibility than me just doing X's and O's and going out there. So Spider-Man, to me, in that sense, is a lot like that.
Kevin, can you believe he just said that?
Yeah, because I was going to follow up by saying, hey, we see coaches as superheroes. But
That's exactly why we asked that question, coach.
Thanks.
But every superhero has their own theme music. So what would your theme song be?
You know, the theme from Rocky. Because that's how kind of I was and we are, you know, back in the day. Listen, you know, even now, I mean, I don't have a shoe circuit and stuff like that, but I don't believe you need one. So I just go out there and listen, like Rocky was a no name and he went out and beat the best. And I look at it that, you know, it's taken time, but you know, we're not afraid of anybody. So my theme song is the Rocky theme.
That's a good one, B. Jones. Like every few years, we have somebody come on and say that Rocky theme song. So
I love that song too, by the way, KT.
Coach, what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
Humility. You know, like I said, no matter how much you can do sometimes for somebody or something. I'll change that back. I look at this way. I still think of humility, but I look at this. If I have 10 kids and I help one of them, then I've done a great job. Because as long as I can help one, I want to help all 10, okay? No doubt about it. You try to. But listen, we're in a business that if you could help anybody, then you're doing something good. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I try to do is I try to help all 10. I don't treat anybody any different. You know, my top kid is no different than, you know, a kid going D3. But listen, you know, the thing is that no matter what you do, you still find the people that kind of find the hate or, you know, want to hate on it or do something like that. So that's kind of all that combined, you know, kind of just let you sit back and go, man, you know, I'm blessed to do this, but I wish people understood and you know, what goes into this to really help kids, you know, succeed.
But coach, if you ain't got haters, you ain't doing it right. You know what I mean?
That is true. Hey, in fact, the more haters I've gotten, the bigger we've become. But, you know, lately it's actually kind of dying down, and that's okay. You know, everyone does this for a reason. You know, I used to, you know, hate more people than I, you know, not hate, but hate that, you know, you've probably seen this. We have too many organizations. There, I mean, at least in our area. You know, if someone's not happy on a team, they just take that kid and go, listen, we're going to start a new team. And so it waters everything down. And we could talk about this later, but it's the same thing on the circuit. Now we got Puma and New Balance. You got all these, it spreads it thin. I think that, listen, we got to teach kids, if you're not good enough to get on a team where you're not good enough, then work harder, you know, or, you know, go get training or something like this. That doesn't mean just get another team so you can go and, okay, I can score 15 points but lose by 60 and have, you know, and that's what it's turned into. But saying that, I also respect people that are doing this the right way and are trying to help kids succeed and reach dreams.
Coach, yeah, you're going to get haters.
Yeah.
You are. You're speaking too much truth right now, Coach.
All right, Coach. So this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you during this initiation.
Sure.
B and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. So just say before one of your practices, we come out there. What's going to be that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what's your go-to meal there?
Okay, this is going to be another easy one because I don't know if you guys like it, but I do. I'm a big Mexican fan. I like Mexican food. I like chips. I like salsa, I like cheese. So we're going to go to Margaritas, and they've got free cheese. So they bring you out a bowl of cheese with the salsa. Right there gives them bonus points.
Hey, off top, coach.
Right off the bat, you know, you got both of them. Hey, you go to lunch, they bring beans too. They'll give you a bowl of beans, cheese, and salsa. You know, right there, you technically could go there, eat chips, drink something, and leave, and you know, and spend nothing. But you know, no one's going to do that. I'm just saying that that's extra. So I'll go there and I'll get. Here's another one. I'll go get carnitas fajitas, which is pork fajitas.
Coaches, you a man's man, coach.
Yep, I could eat that all day, every day.
All right, with a playbook as diverse as a crossover dribble and a dedication that fuels champions, our guest is the unsung hero behind the team's success. So get ready to huddle up and dive into the X's and O's with the incredible head coach, Craig Campos, as he takes us on a journey through the highs and the challenges of the game. So with that said, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Coach Craig Campos, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to learn more about your program. As I start this show off, and as a lot of people that's watching this, they typically see us talking to the players, or they see us talking to high school or college coaches. And we, Kevin and I, we went on a whirlwind tour last year. We traveled all across the country. As we mentioned to you, we saw your team play in Louisville. And it pressed up on us very quickly that AAU was a very fundamental and intricate part of the women's game that not too many people talk about it, right? We got somebody like yourself who's been coaching for 15 years, and you're doing so much. You're grooming players. You got top 100 players coming out your program, and a lot of people may not. You can walk through the grocery store right now. People don't even realize that you play a very fundamental part of the success of women's basketball, coach. So let's tell them your story. Let's take them back to the beginning. Let's take them back to Dayton, Ohio, on the bricks, coach, on the blacktop. When'd you start playing basketball, or when'd you fall in love with the game?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I didn't actually start playing and falling in love love with it until I got in about ninth grade. I was pretty decent, not great. As a eighth grader, you know, I started getting better and starting doing some stuff. But my freshman year, I did not play varsity. I was a JV guy. You know, we had a pretty good team. And, you know, they went to They went pretty far in the state tournament. And then I came off the bench a little bit. You know, I was that JV guy that then sat the bench on varsity and got in a little bit like that. But then after that, you know, I mean, at the time I graduated, I was the all-time leading scorer. I still hold like 7 or 8 records there, even now. I've been put in the Athletic Hall of Fame. And then I kind of, after I went to college, I played 1 year. I was really good my senior year. And then back then, you know, we didn't have a three-pointer. You know, I graduated in 87. Coaching was different. You know, you didn't have AAU. I didn't play AAU.
Right.
So I couldn't have, you know, it was hard to go to get to colleges to see you. You know what I'm saying? And I went to actually a small school. I went to the city schools until I got about 7th or 8th grade. And I wanted to play basketball. So I went to a bigger private school. But the private school, trust me, had the boys that can play, okay? We had the guys that came from, and if you remember Dayton Dunbar, we had a couple, a guy from there. We had Chaminade, they all went there because we were trying to build a huge program. But anyway, after that happened and I went to college, you know, and I started, school and everything made it a lot harder. And so I kind of gave up on it and I regretted it. And so I played a lot of Gus Mackers. I don't know if you remember this back in the day, these 3-on-3 hoop it ups. And we used to travel. I had a squad. Oh yeah, we used to travel to Chicago. We would whip people. I mean, I could shoot, I could dunk, I was like that. We had this one guy that was, he could use either hand, and we were like kind of well-known in the little 3-on-3 community. We travel around. So, and then after that happened, I got away from basketball. You know, I was about 24, 25. I still play pickup all the time, but nothing organized. Then I had my daughter when I was 30, and was like, well, I guess I'm not gonna, you know, I was thinking at the time, maybe nice to have a son, you know, maybe continue. Well, when she became 5, well, hey, this girl could hoop, you know? She was really good, and that's how I started getting into it. I coached her, and, you know, to make a long story short, I ain't gonna lie, you need to look up my daughter. Look up her up on YouTube. Her name is Lexi Campos. She's graduated. She was Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark before both of them.
My daughter, really?
Oh, no joke. Go look it up. It's called Lexi Campos Insane. As an 8th grader, she could shoot from 30 feet, and in high school, she would shoot 4 feet inside the half-court line. No joke. And she was a 1,000-point scorer. Brent McCormick, who's really well known in the girls and probably in some of the guys stuff, but he's a well known in the, you know, he does the McDonald's All-American. He did a podcast on my daughter. My daughter, he saw her in a tournament and couldn't believe where she would shoot from. Yeah, she would shoot from 35 feet.
Well, what's she doing now with the coach?
She went to EKU as a freshman. She had offers. Coach, you know, things didn't go very well, and they got another coach, and she ended up having to transfer. She went to King. So I didn't have to pay a nickel for her to go to college. She had a lot of injuries, man. No one ever got to see she would have been Caitlin Clark. There's no doubt in my mind. Listen, she's my daughter, but if you go watch her videos, she was way before Caitlin Clark. I mean, it blows my mind. Caitlin Clark would shoot from the logo and everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
My daughter, Lexi, would shoot every shot almost from out
there. your daughter out.
Yo, yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to. And but anyway, so she tore Achilles her senior year, and she tore labrum her sophomore year. So she never got to play.
Yeah.
She's graduated, done, and she's got a good job. But, I taught her that because she was 5'7". And I said, if you want to play college basketball, you got to do something that no one can do. And this was, you know, and she graduated in 2018. So I taught her this back in 2013. So this is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Before Steph Curry really was big time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the pros. So, and once she started going and she would shoot. Oh, yeah. It was crazy. She would have, this is no joke. This will tell you how good, you know, crazy she was. I had refs in the middle of games come up to me and go, Coach, I ain't going to lie, her misses are better than anyone else's makes.
Hey, Lexi, if you're watching this right now, hit me up. I got this hustle scheme. We're going to run, right? We're going to go down to the park. They're going to see me with this 5'7" girl. They're going to know. And we just going to challenge them to like some horse or something. And you're going to wear their asses out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And get us paid. It was crazy. Yeah, it was as fluid as like, I mean, it was crazy. And we had, and it was funny, we played this big time. He actually is a coach, Coach Bland. After the game, we played him on Monday. I look at Twitter, and I didn't know the guy, okay? And he coached a pretty good program. It was an Adidas team, and we lost to him by like three, but my daughter played. And out of the blue, I see this tweet. He goes, man, we played a girl this weekend, and she shot from half court. And not only did she shoot from there, she made them all. And that's why I was like, hey, that was my daughter. That we became friends and all that. But yeah, she could flat out shoot.
Well, I'm glad we talked about your daughter because she was a very important part, a very pivotal part of the ETA Thunder getting started. So
she was. Yep.
So that's how it all got started. You saw this talent in your daughter and you said, hey, I want to help. I want to coach my daughter. And so you start this program. What was the first couple of years like? Even though you had the sniper, you had the East Tennessee sniper on your team.
Cool about it is then I went out and obviously at that age, you go get friends, you know, you get girls that kind of play together. And I basically had a school team. In fact, that was our motto, school team. And, you know, in the big AAU programs, when everyone would fly these kids in or you get, you know, have tryouts and you'd have all the best kids from the area, I would have all the same girls from the same middle school. And then as it got bigger, all the same kids from the same high school. And you know what? We would go in there, 1, 2, 3 school team. And we would play these bigs. And we weren't afraid of anybody. And we beat, and I ain't going to say their name, but they know who they are. But they were back-to-back-to-back national champions, okay, out of here. And they would wax everybody. And they had never lost, 135-0 into their own age group. And we beat them with a school team. And it's on YouTube, okay? So, and it was a school, all-school team. I mean, every kid, I could say, meet me for dinner, and they would all be there in about 10 minutes. So that's the entire team. So that's what happened, and I carried that team kind of through until they graduated, and I had three of those girls go play college. I mean, you know, two of them had Division I offers, and I had them since, you know, third grade.
But, and Coach, I'm sorry, Coach, it don't stop there. You got over 200 offers in the last 3 years, 90-something D2 offers, 2 missed basketballs. The resume of ETA Thunder it has gotten ridiculous. Coach, what started as school team has now become head busters. Y'all doing this thing on a major level. What is the energy like right now? What is the mantra? What is the culture in this program now?
It's big time. You know, three years ago, I got a really good, a talented kid that she could have went everywhere and she stayed with us. And I'll give her a shout out, Jennifer Sullivan. She was big time. She played as a freshman up on my top team. And she really kind of changed the culture of everything. She got like 9 Division I offers as a freshman, then started to get like 17 as this. And she would be really big time if it wasn't for COVID. And she's in college now, and she's doing okay. You know, she's at Tech, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't always, it takes you a little while to become great at a school and stuff like that. But she had 29, 28 Division I offers. So what we started doing is we started getting bigger, and people started saying, hey, you can get these big offers and not play for big schools. So then other, you know, people would, you know, big programs. So then other kids would come over, and then other kids would come over. And then, golly, and then the most thing I'm most proud of, we had 2 23 teams, okay? Two. I had a coach one, and I coached one. We had 9 kids on both teams. Every kid got multiple offers. Every kid is going to go to school to play ball.
Books will be paid for.
Yep, and then once people started seeing that, now we started getting kids, and then they started. I mean, we got 2 27s right now that haven't played AAU high school that have got D1 offers. So now it's become big. And then I got a girl. Then Jennifer Sullivan won Miss Basketball. They won state, the state of Tennessee. Then I got another girl, Avery Treadwell. She won Miss Basketball. She's at Florida State. So then it just started accumulating. And, you know, here's the thing I look at it. The girls all, you know, earn what they got, okay? But what I take, you know, pride in, and then people don't like this, but it is, I think it matters who is in your corner. Like, you got to help promote them. You know, I look at it this way. If Prince sung in the backyard and you didn't have YouTube and all that, Prince, you know, not a lot of people would know who Prince is. You know what I'm saying? He had to get out there. You know, I always look at it this way. I tell this is the story I always say. there's a lot of American Idol winners that do not have record. You know,
that's
record,
right.
Right. But Justin Bieber sang on YouTube and now is a billionaire.
That's right.
So it's who, where and how you market yourself and who markets and how you get your name out there. I work a 40 hours and I'm not saying I work harder than anybody else. I don't. I'm not going to say that. But I spend 17 hours on Twitter a week. Okay. So people can say what they want, but you know what? That's 17 hours that I'm trying to tweet about all my kids, not just the ones I coach. You know, the sixth grader, you know, that scored 11 points last night. You know what? I'm tweeting about him if I know. And you know what? That sixth grader will look at it and go, oh, that's cool. Hey, you know, man, the director tweeted about me. That stuff builds confidence. I always say girls need to feel well to play well. Boys need to play well to feel well.
Mm.
Girls, yep, girls need that confidence. So if you hype them up and you get them out there, they'll run through a brick wall for you. And that's how you get more college coaches to come after them.
Well, Coach, you super opinionated, but it's like a nice, organic, pure, authentic energy behind it. You know what I mean? It's like I don't feel like there's any malicious intent. I know you were talking about somehow kind of kids kind of doing the thing and right. swapping seats. Kevin, we just it's funny you spoke that because we just Kevin and I kind of went on a rant. We were sitting at the game one day and we were like, "What team are you on this year?" And it seemed like all the kids that we built connections with changed over teams this last year. It was like, "Wow, we weren't expecting that to happen." We kind of thought like if you was on a 16U team, you would come up with the 17U, but it's a total different world out there. But
yeah. Yeah.
But I noticed, so why are you so passionate about the AAU game, Coach? What is it that draws you to what is connecting you, the connective tissue to this game that I feel like you are part of the heartbeat of this the AAU basketball and women's basketball?
Sure. Well, here's the thing, and people could say whatever they want, but there's just no arguing this. AAU is where the coaches see the kids. Okay?
That's right.
Unless you're some, you know, unbelievable, you know, superstar that, you know, five star that people could hear about. That's one thing. Okay. But here's the thing. We'll go to Run for the Roses or we'll go to the Apache or, you know, Live at the Lake Point, any exposure event. And if a coach sees my kid and likes her, they build a relationship and it's someone that she would, that's when they come to high school. They come to high school to show love for that kid.
That's
college coaches. You could ring that bell.
Yeah, because I was just about to tell you, Coach, that is 1,000% the truth.
Yes. College coaches play the same time high school coaches do. They don't have the time. They're coaching their own team. That's their job. You know, they have a big game playing on Saturday. And, okay, they got practice Wednesday, Thursday, walk through Friday or whatever. They can't just hop on a plane and fly down and watch a kid that they really don't know. You know, and then here's the other thing is how many high school teams are really great out there? You know, if you go look at this, you have a kid that's playing against a team and she's scoring 35 or something like that, you know, that you don't know, but she's playing a team that's like 4-11 or something. That doesn't give you enough, you know, ammunition to go, okay, this kid can play.
Right.
At AAU, you know what I always tell people? You have to play competition. If you could, I don't care. If you've got a kid or kids that can play, then you got to play good teams because winning by 20 is not half as good as losing by 10 to a great team.
Coach, we got to get you to come back. We running short on time, but my Coach, you dropping dimes right now. I mean, the stuff that you are saying is what Kevin and I have been screaming off of the rooftops. We've sat at Nike Nationals in Chicago. Yep. And teams lost by 60 points. Coach, yes. 60 points.
Listen, here's, and I'm going to, now listen, this is going to stir everything. I'm going to get hated, okay? but you're going to get viewers on this, but this is the honest truth. That's the reason why I don't think shoe circuits are as cracked up to be. Here's the problem. You've got 8 legit teams in the shoe circuits. You've got 8 or 9 teams that aren't very good. We waxed a few shoe teams last year. And you know what people tell me? Oh, well, they're not very good. Okay, but they're still on the shoe circuit. Then why are they on there? Here's the problem. To get those great matchups, you can't, when you get to Nike Nationals, you have to have the good teams in each quadrant. You can't have the number one playing number two. So they set all their schedules up all during the summer where you're waxing teams back and forth so you can get the top teams being undefeated. So when they come down, all the top teams are in the Elite Eight. So what happens is, I guarantee college coaches.
That's good business, though, coach. That's good business.
Here's the problem, though. But here's the problem. What does it tell a coach when you go out and win by 70?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're going to win by 70, the kid that's number 12 on that bench, they need to be getting some minutes. Every kid on that team need to be getting minutes.
But I don't know if that still tells you anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, let's look at it this way. You know, there are teams out there that if you could win by 70, then they don't need it. What they really should do, and this is just my opinion, but you'll never get it. You could have shoe circuits. Give them shoes, give them like that, and then all of them playing a big tournament. Let them go at it. Let Adidas and Nike and Under Armour and whatever and like that, and then let the top independents go all play together, but you still represent your brand. But the reason why they don't want to do that is because whoever wins that is going to talk more trash and let everyone down, and that's why they don't want to do it.
Well, they're trying to do it right now, but I heard a couple of the shoe companies pulling out. They like, hey, we told our teams not to participate in the national tournament. It's supposed to be no matter what circuit you on. If you on Select 40, if you on EYBL, if you on UAA, it don't matter. You come in this big tournament, and it was supposed to be lucrative, but I've already been told, I'm not going to say the name of the shoe deals, but they told their teams, like, hey, you're not playing in that big tournament. But, coach, wow. Kevin, we didn't know we was going to have our Cat Williams on here today. It's all good. All right, coach. Let's get this thing cracking. Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little bit of one-on-one. We're going to keep the energy stirring, but we're going to play a game, our version of Would You Rather. Okay, Coach Campo? So the rules are super simple. Both KT and I are going to give you a very complex series of rounds, series of options. We'll go three rounds, and in each round, you have to pick a host. And during that, whichever host you select, that host gets a point. And the first host to get 2 points or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship rounds, okay? And it's super simple, coach, but we're gonna get it started. KT is the defending champion, so let's go, KT.
All right, coach, would you rather coach a player that no one gave them a chance? They make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and then their speech tells you they wouldn't be there without your love and guidance, or
coach, I'm going to give you the opportunity to go coach on any circuit, any team. I don't care if it's college, NBA, WNBA. We're going to give you that head coach position, and you are going to run the dynasty. I'm talking about you will have 20 years of domination at each and every level. And when you retire, you will be known as an icon with your name on that very court.
Hey, don't even have to thought about it. I could have stopped you in a minute, KT. I take the girl. I told you. Remember what I said? If you help one kid, you've changed a life. So, no, I don't. That's the people. Everyone thinks I do this for me, and I would take that kid. The kid that no one believed in, and if I had anything to do with them succeeding, that makes me proud. Now, I'll take that KT all day, every day.
But here's the funny thing about that one, coach. When you said that, both of us had like a smirk on our face because we knew.
Yeah, we already knew. I knew I lost that one. It's all good, coach. But you could have helped out thousands of kids with a dynasty. All right, here we go, coach. Yeah. Round number two. I'm just
all right. So round two, would you rather travel the world? I'm going to give you your own food show, and it's going to be on YouTube, where you get a chance to interview high school players. High school coaches, AAU coaches, just coaches from around the world while eating at some of the best restaurants on the planet,
or I'm going to get a film crew together, coach. We coming out. We're going to follow you. We're going to follow the East Tennessee Air program all around throughout the summer, from the gym to the bus rides to the hotel to the tournaments. And we're going to put this tech thing together in a documentary, and we're going to showcase it on Netflix for the world to see what Coach Campos and the ETA Thunder is doing.
One and one. Brandon, that's you all the way. I would die to do that. In fact, one of my favorite movies, real quick, have you ever seen Heart of the Game?
You know what? Somebody else just told us to watch Heart of the Game.
Go watch it, okay? It's a documentary for about 7 or 8 years on a high school program. It'll blow you away. It's a true story. It's crazy. The stuff that goes on, but yeah, I love that.
Is that the one where the girl got pregnant in the? Kevin, Coach Kyle Adams told Kevin and I that we need to go watch that movie, that documentary, because it was and the young lady that got pregnant was like scoring 40 a game.
She was like one of the best players in the country. The whole thing will blow you away. Not just that part. just the whole thing, that their state championship, the way he goes to play, she misses a year. She has to go through court. Oh, you got to watch it. It's good.
Oh, yeah. We got to go check that out. Somebody, if you know somebody who has a part of that heart of the game, please have them reach out to us because we want to tell that story as well. But, Coach, it is time for the final round. And you called it. It's 1-on-1. So that means it is the tiebreaker. And for the tiebreaker, Kevin and I, we stopped doing the talking and we let our sneakers do all of the talking for us. Okay. Kevin and I are both sneakerheads. And if you are a sneakerhead out there, come hang out with us Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We go live. It's with the rest of the Sports Life Talk crew. Very fun show, but I do a segment called The Drop. And in The Drop, all I'm talking about is go cop these, which ones you need to go get. So, with that being said, before the show, without you knowing it, we selected the past sneakers that we thought represented Coach Craig Campos in the ETA Thunder. So, with that being said, on the count of three, we're going to get you to say, hold that sneaker, and we're going to show you the heat that we brought to the show. Okay, Coach?
Okay.
Three.
Do I tell who holds it?
Yeah, at the end of it, you got to select. Okay. You got to select which pair of sneakers you like the best, okay?
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker.
Yeah, I knew you were going to put something out like that.
I'm going to have to go with Brandon.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, Coach.
Oh, what a good win. Oh, my goodness. Kevin, you know, you got the sweat all over you. You tired. You know, we gave it all. We just went out there. We played the hard as we can. On three, let me hear y'all say it. 1, 2, 3. School team. Oh, my goodness. Let's go. All right, Coach. We got to get him up out of here.
I'm sorry, B. Jones. I'm too much of a sore loser. I can't do that.
We got to get him out of here. We kept him longer than we were supposed to, Coach. But you missed some game on here, so y'all please forgive us. And we got to get you back again, Coach. But before we get you out of here, we talked about the past. We talked about what's going on in the State of the Union in the AAU game, and we found out why you do it, Coach. But what we don't know is what the future holds for you. This show is all about inspiration and positivity going forward. What's up next for Coach Craig Campos? What are you looking forward to in your personal career for you and your program?
Just to keep building it. Just to keep, people believing in what we do. You know, I still got kids that would rather go to a shoe circuit, even though we've proven we can get you, get you where you want to go. So I just got to, that means I got to work harder. It means I just got to work harder and show people that we can do it with anybody. You know, I've got some young kids that I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to be doing this for a while. You know, I ain't getting out of it anytime soon. So my goal is to keep on getting kids, reaching their dreams. That's it.
All right, Coach. So this is your time to show some love to your family, friends, and other coaches. So give us some of your shout outs.
Shout out to Vez. We kind of bump heads a little bit. He's younger than me, and he's kind of having it like that. But man, he does everything I do. He works hard for his kids. Great dude. Works hard. Good. Trains. Great teacher. Love him to death. Shout out to my daughter. Like I said, we talked about this and I've already mentioned, I'm going to shout out to her again because without her, I wouldn't be doing this. I really would. I'm here a lot because she could make a 35 footer, And then, listen to the original OGs of my organization, the ones that, came with me and battled all the way through, like I said, the school team, just proud of all of them. And, the ones that just keep on, trusting me. So huge shout out.
All right, Coach. So this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story and I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Coach, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm going to call out my boy, Vez Smith, like I said, you'll like him. You guys will get along with him. Hey, real as can be, and he'll have some great opinions on stuff. And, he started out at the bottom, and I'm proud he's with me. So, yeah, I call out Vez.
All right, Coach Vez Smith, you are officially on the clock. Your ticket got punched, and you can tell the world that you are up next. We are super excited to have you on the show. We will be reaching out to you here very, 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 very soon, so be on the lookout. But Coach Craig Campos, White Chocolate, you got Next, you are the truth, coach. Love your energy, love your vibe. You, man, you are just down to earth. You are truly one of one. You are an inspiration and an icon. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a yeet. Purple rain, yeah! Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how you not like a show like this. I don't know how you didn't sit there for the last 40 minutes on the edge of your seat listening to this dynamic and influential coach. But man, coach, we love you. We appreciate you. And now for all of y'all who watch this show, thank y'all for watching another episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We appreciate the love and support, but we got to ask you one more again. That's right. One more time to show us some love. Make sure you smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and share this episode with all of your people. KT is working tirelessly. We drop social media content every single day. Make sure you tap in with us at Sports Life Talk, all one words, wherever you go to your social media on a daily basis. We got something there for you. I promise you, we're going to keep being the hardest working team in the game. And either you win with us or you watch us win. It's just that simple. But it is our time. And we're going to do this all together, one nation. And if you want to be on the show, Coach Trevez Smith, he got his offer. He got the opportunity. He knew the right people, but you can know the right people too. You know why? Because you know us. So go to our website, SLTYouGotNext.com. Click on nominate and tell us a little bit about yourself, and we will give you an audition to be on the show. KT will personally reach out to you and make sure we get in connection with you. It is just that simple. And for all of you YouTube lovers, we love YouTube, but for my podcast lovers, that's right. I am one of those. I love riding around the car, listening to podcasts all day. You can take You Got Next on the road. You can download the show wherever you listen to your podcast, or if you're in the car, in the kitchen, in the gym, wherever you are, you can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the velvet tones of the head coach, KT. Cam. Hey, I had a good time. I hate we missed it. You know what? We're going to call the champion. We're going to call the moment of truth the draw, because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Coach, I know you said you never got kicked out, coach.
No, I did. I have gotten kicked out.
So we're going to have to call this game a mute. But, Kevin, sign us off, man. Let's go home.
B. Jones, we lost. We ain't doing all that. All right, coach, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know. And we got your back.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Great having me. I'm glad you had me. And you know what? You guys are great. Thank you so much for what you do.
Coach Campos, what's your favorite New Edition song? Mr. Telephone, man. Hey, what's your favorite New Edition song, Earth Coach?
Angel. And I don't know that one. Oh, go listen. They had an oldies album, which was And listen, not only that one is not the first one. Oh, gosh. If It Isn't Love.
That's the best one. Yeah. Coldest baseline.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Love it if it isn't love. All right, y'all. Well, you know what is love? I love for you. Thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talk. Listen, stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, y'all, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working, like, in due time. I knew you got next.
Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next.